Bye.
Now, broadcasting live from the epicenter of Lakers fandom, anywhere but Southern California, it's Chris Clem's Loving LeBron's LA Lakers Podcast.
Woo! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Welcome back after the All-Star break in our favorite team, the Los Angeles Lakers, led by the King, the greatest player of all time, LeBron James, just put a beating on the Houston Rockets. And by beating, I mean 111-106. They won the game. They got a victory. They're back on track. And guess what? It's just a matter of time before they boop, 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 climb that playoff ladder like we all know they're going to. Because if there's one thing we can say about the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James, they are the best team in the NBA. LeBron's been hurt. He's been getting these young guys out there. They've been tested. They turned down a deal to get Anthony Davis because they don't need him.
Kobe!
They're in 10th place right now. And sure, if the playoffs started right now, they wouldn't make it. But in a matter of time, they're going to be climbing up. And ideally, you know, they're going to be opposite Golden State. So I think the best option they should do is kind of play possum, let Kuz, let Ball, let Ingram, let the young guys get some run and just try to squeak in at that eighth seed. And once you're there, boom, LeBron's back, the King's there. Oh, what's this? Golden State Warriors? Yeah, you didn't see this coming. And just like when they took out the Dallas Mavericks in the first round as an A seed, they're going to be on the other end of this, and they are going to get eliminated first seed by the team, the only team in the NBA that could even come close to beating them, and they probably will. Honestly, it might even be a sweep. I don't want to be ridiculous, but I could easily see it being five games. The Lakers over the Golden State Warriors, just like that, it's going to happen. Because you know LBJ wants revenge on Steph. You know it's going to happen. And they can't match up. Who on their team can match up? Are you kidding me? I don't care if they got DeMarcus Cousins. You know what they really need to do? They need to get a JaVale McGee stopper. They need to get a Reggie Bullock imported three-point gunner stopper. They need to do something about Josh Hart. They need to do something about the Los Angeles Lakers because they have no chance.
Kobe!
And, you know, they just picked up Mike Muscala. That's a guy off the bench who could just throw in some threes.
Kobe!
And while the Lakers could have possibly gotten Anthony Davis, do we really think that we need him?
Kobe!
I don't. I don't think we need him at all. And if I know one thing, Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka right now are probably laughing their ass off that they backed out of that deal. Because we know in 5 years, what's going to matter more? Having Anthony Davis on the Lakers or Lonzo Ball? I can tell you what, one of those guys is a surefire future Hall of Famer, and it's not the one with a unibrow.
Kobe!
I don't really have much else to say except for the Lakers are looking pretty good. And, you know, maybe I can scrounge up some money for a plane ticket and actually make it down to a game in Staples Center like I do. But I know and you know that the truest, most diehard Laker fans are nowhere to be seen in Los Angeles. They're worldwide, okay? They've been my favorite team forever. And it's not just because LeBron joined them this year. I've actually loved the Lakers for a long time. Cedric Ceballos might be my favorite player. Nick Van Exel, those guys were great. And, you know, James Worthy was in NBA Jam.
Kobe!
And they had other guys like Magic Johnson and stuff. You know, they are cool. Showtime. And I've loved them since I was born. I mean, I have been a diehard fan, live and die. You know, I remember when they got Shaq. That was huge for us because we were all so hyped to be like, yeah, we got Shaq. We're going to go all the way now.
Kobe!
And we had Eldon Campbell. That was a guy that played for the Lakers.
Kobe!
So, you know, diehard fan here. And that's what this podcast is about, the L4 podcast, you know? Loving LeBron's Los Angeles Lakers with me, Chris Clem, the L4 podcast. And we're back, baby, and we're all about the Lakers, and we're ready to go. Lake Show in the house all the way. Golden State, you don't know what's going to hit you. The 10th seed is coming. They're coming up. Guaranteed to make the playoffs. They got LeBron. And that's all you need to know. Go Lakers. I love the Lakers.
I love LA.
So if anybody is still listening now after that, Chris Clem's Cavscast is back. I'll see you next week. There's a lot of stuff to break down, a lot of things to say. And just like Kevin Love after toe surgery, the show is back. And I'll see you on Wednesday, or you'll hear me on Wednesday with a whole lot of stuff to break down, a whole lot of new directions for the show. And yeah, we'll talk to you then. And tune in, CavsCast.com, at C4Pod on Twitter. You know the deal. Look for it on Wednesday. Thanks. And I mean, if you're still listening here, I really appreciate it because the show's been gone for a while, but it's back. And it's going to be back for the foreseeable future. So thanks for listening.